In this article, I will describe the reason for inventing and designing a tester for microSD memory cards, which will be used to check some interesting properties of cards. Cause of the uprising MMC/SD/microSD cards, apart from their natural applications, are also liked by fans of microcontrollers for several reasons. Can be used as an additional memory with a really large capacity, both for reading, for example. When displaying photos, when the microcontroller controls the digital image frame, and for saving, e.g., measurement results from a thermometer. Simplify the exchange of this data with a PC or telephone. Communicate with the outside world, either using the SD or SPI protocol. The latter is extremely easy to implement. At the beginning, there were MMC cards, up to 128 megabytes, I think. Later, they were replaced by SD cards, identical in size. And then mini and micro SD cards were created. There were regular SDHC and SDXC cards. Detecting the type of card, and thus the way of addressing it, can be difficult. This is perfectly described in the article below, and this is perfectly illustrated by the diagram below. The SPI protocol is a serial, full duplex data transmission protocol in which, on the MISO, master input slave output line, the data goes from the card to the host, for example, PC. On the MOSI line, matter output slave input, the data goes from the host to the card. And all this happens in time with the SCLK clock signal generated by the host. There is also a fourth line, NCS, which, that's it. Theoretically, it is to enable the connection of several cards to one host using the same MISO, MOSI, SCLK lines. Each card would have its own separate NCS signal that would be active while transmitting with it. In practice, however, hardly anyone uses it, and most often we deal with a single card. So what about the NCS line? Theoretically, it should be low, active, only during the transmission of 8 bits, then go high, which would signal the transmission of the entire byte. In practice, however, this line may be in a low state all the time, and the card does not make any difference, and our microcontroller then has one more pin for other needs. Are you sure? Well, according to the above-mentioned diagram, just after applying power to the card, one should wait a moment and send it at least 74 clock cycles to start up. During these warm-up cycles, the NCS line should be inactive, and then after warming up to shutdown, it may be low. And by doing so, I was able to communicate with each card without any problem. However, in a device that I once designed, the NCS line was permanently grounded, saving pins and resources. It worked on the card I had at the time. Then I bought a dozen other cards, and it turned out that some do not want to communicate. It was bad news, because I already had more boards to build the device on my desk. Reworking would become cumbersome, so it was not an option. I tried to find some rule, e.g., SanDisk cards always worked, and other producers or even no-name sometimes had whims. I wanted some kind of 100% effective method of determining that would allow me to find out before buying the card, preferably by its appearance alone. Well, cards like these cards, after the manufacturer's logo, are the same after all. However, not really. I discovered an interesting property. The cards on the left, operating with the NCS line always on the ground, are smooth on the back, either all black or with some inscriptions. And the ones on the right, capricious, have either a sticker or some strange contact areas. Always when buying cards, I ask the seller to choose smooth. However, because I was not sure if it was a 100% effective method, I decided to create a simple device tester with a card slot, a button, and two LEDs that after pressing the button, perform a check and light up depending on whether the card is okay or capricious. I wanted to send the device to the seller before buying it. Design. In order to cut costs, the device will be based on a miniature ATINI 13 microcontroller.